The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know you are driving a solar-powered car? The ultimate source of energy is the sun, and oil is just a battery that stores that energy. Plants and certain bacteria use sunlight to convert carbon dioxide into sugar. This stored chemical energy is passed along the food chain, and a few crumbs wind up getting buried underground. Once there, this organic material is transformed by heat and pressure into a complex mixture called kerogen. Depending on the initial ingredients and the geologic conditions, kerogen can produce either coal, a solid carbon-rich fuel derived mostly from woody plants, or hydrocarbons, a relatively hydrogen-rich substance that comes from algae and various lipid-containing plant parts. Hydrocarbons are typically long chains of carbon and hydrogen atoms. The smaller hydrocarbon molecules, such as methane, propane, and butane, are found in natural gas. The larger hydrocarbons, such as hexane and octane, make up petroleum. Charging this oil battery can take anywhere from 1 million to 1 billion years.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.